Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How was harvest? And what might the future hold? Let's go in depth with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Tracy, and Monroe. So Tracy, how did harvest go?
Well, Bob, by the way, good to see you again. It's always a joy. Harvest went fairly well. Of course, we got started on the bean harvest, and then all of a sudden we decided that we'd get 2 weeks of rain, so that caused some challenges. Not just to get the harvest in, but it also created some challenges with the quality of the crop. Many of the beans that were ready to harvest at the time that all the rains hit there for about 2 weeks came in carrying some weather damage. Some of them actually sprouted in the pods. It turned harvest into a bit of a challenge. You know, the yields were good. We're always appreciative of that. And so that's a good thing. And of course, we're sitting here on Monday morning after the summit over the weekend. We see the corn market up 4 cents, the bean market up 18 this morning. So that's another good sign, is if we can get exports started back up again, especially to China, would be very helpful as we move forward with this crop.
How was the corn?
Corn was good. I mean, we had really good quality of the corn coming out of the field, excellent test weight. Moisture levels were fairly low, not as low as we've seen in the past because of the 2 weeks of weather, but still reasonable. Didn't take a lot of drying to get this crop put away for the fall. The yields, from what I'm hearing, were pretty good. We had a little challenge there in June and July with a little bit of dry weather, but at the end of it all, it all ended up looking pretty good by the time we get done. These new hybrids and varieties that the seed companies are providing us with today are so much improved over what we understood even 10 years ago as far as drought tolerance and ability to produce even with weather challenges. It just makes things much, much better. Probably the biggest challenge we heard of through the year was in the northern part of the state, where early on it was pretty wet. Crop got in late. They had wet weather kind of throughout the summer months in places up there. The crop up north was a little bit disappointing from what I hear talking with some of my friends and peers up in that area. Here around the Pella area, pretty good crop. We're pretty pleased.
A few moments ago, you mentioned the G20 summit that President Trump was at in South America last week, and he has delayed an increase in tariffs moving from 10 to 25%. And correct me if I'm wrong, he's delayed it 90 days. He's going to see what happens.
And that's my understanding as well.
So that's good news?
That's good news. The other side of it is China also agreed to start buying agricultural products immediately. I haven't seen any announcements yet this morning of them buying anything, but hopefully that'll open up that market again. It doesn't necessarily affect us all that much, although some of it does get there from a standpoint of going down the Mississippi. Most of the beans that travel to China come out of the Dakotas, out of Nebraska. They head to the West Coast and go off the Pacific Northwest in order to get over to China. Yeah, I believe the number is every third row or every fourth row of beans in this country end up in China. So 25% to 30% of what we grow here is destined for that Chinese market. And to not have that market is put quite a bit of pressure on the soybean market, along with increasing our carryover as we look into the future, which has created some challenges and some concerns with the bean market moving forward. But this is definitely good news, and hopefully we'll see that trade imbalance start to get straightened out so that we can start seeing those shipments begin again.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. I've been talking to some farmers and some bankers, and there's going to be some people that'll lose their farms over this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's completely over the tariffs and those types of things, but the agriculture economy the last couple, 2-3 years has been a bit of a challenge, no doubt about it. We see corn market today in the 3.25 to 3.30 range, soybeans trading in that 8.15 to 8.30, 8.40 range. Those are numbers that are somewhat below where break-even is in today's world. With the cost of inputs today, with the cost of land today, break-even prices of grain have moved up pretty substantially. And it's causing some hardships on the farm from an economic standpoint. Where that heads from here, we don't know. But we'd certainly love to see this market rally back up and get back to levels where producers could be profitable again.
So we all have to hope that President Trump is successful.
I think we all have to hope that the situation with trade gets resolved and that it ends up being resolved properly. I mean, there were a lot of issues, intellectual property theft, a lot of computer fraud type things going on that needed to get discussed, needed to get brought to the table. And I struggle with what the tariffs have done to agriculture, I also understand that there needed to be something done to get the Chinese to the table to even have the discussion, because up until now, they haven't been real willing to sit at the table and discuss openly the things that needed to be fixed. And hopefully this will lead to a better situation as we move forward.
Consequences could be dire if there isn't some resolution.
Consequences for both countries could be dire if there are not resolutions here. And I hope that as we move forward, the old adage of hopefully cooler heads will prevail. At the end of that, everybody will come out in better shape. And China's one of the largest economies in the world, and so is the United States. And it's not just about China. It's not just about the United States. It's about the world economy as a whole. And if the Chinese economy begins to struggle, if the U.S. economy begins to struggle, it affects everyone around the globe. And we need to have that rectified so that that does not cause problems with the growth we're seeing in world economies.
Is storage a problem this year?
Storage has been a bit of a challenge. We turned out all right. We got some stuff shipped out during harvest to make some more room. The 2 weeks of wet weather actually helped us in here, even though it created problems with the crop. Had we gone through this harvest straight through, storage would have been an absolute mess. But by having that extra 2 weeks, we got part of the crop in. We were able to get that part of the crop moved back out, open that room back up. And at the end of the day, we're going to be okay with storage by the time we get done.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Where does the grain that comes in here, and your Tracy and Monroe and Otley, Pella locations, where does that grain go?
Portion of the corn that we have will go through our feed mill. We'll run about 1 million bushel of corn through our feed mill on an annual basis, but we handle about 7 million corn, 7.5 million corn, somewhere in that area. 95% of that flows into Cargill at Eddyville. They process quite a bit of corn on a daily basis. Soybeans, most of the beans will go to ADM Des Moines, but we've also got some outlets such as AGP in Eagle Grove and Cargill in Iowa Falls that we can also reach from time to time. Transportation gets to be a challenge when you start getting that far away, but by and large, most of it gets used locally.
Okay, so how many trucks are leaving here at the height of harvest a day?
Oh, at the height of harvest, it can be anywhere from 60 to 70 trucks a day. Last week, we were hauling corn into Eddyville, and I believe when I talked with our staff on Friday, we had hauled about 75,000 bushel of corn to Eddyville on Thursday. So that's, depending on the size of the truck, if it's all our trucks where we're running 7-axle trucks, it's about 75 trucks a day. So it moves right along when we get busy.
Now, farmers are thinking about what they're going to be planting in the spring. They're going to have to make orders sometime in the spring, mm-hmm. I would guess. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? How do they decide what to do if we don't really know what might be happening with trade with China, you know, for another 90 days? That's a concern, huh?
Yeah, it is a bit of a concern. But I think what they'll do is most of them will look at the market. The market will pretty well tell you what the market wants to have grown. The spread between corn and beans right now leans a little more heavily toward corn. We've got nearly a billion bushel carryout on soybeans this year. So the market is saying, hey, we're going to need more corn, not quite as many beans. So I think we'll see some producers probably plant a little more corn next year than what they may have in the past. Most of those decisions, Bob, to be honest with you, will probably occur over the next 30 days to 45 days at the most, because we're getting into prepay season, we're getting tax season, where this is the time of year over the next 30 to 45 days where our agronomy staff will be speaking with all of our customers to make those determinations, to pick the hybrids, to pick the varieties that they want to plant, to make decisions on crop protection products for the year, to make decisions on crop nutrient products for the year. So most of that will get done over the next 30 to 45 days. And the other thing is, you know, and we've talked about this in the past, in my opinion, the farmer is the eternal optimist and the eternal pessimist all wrapped up in the same body. They're going to be optimistic, looking forward to next year, getting prepared to put a crop in, looking to grow a good crop. And at the end of the day, that's what has to happen. In order for farmers to be profitable, in order for things to work out the best, we have to plan for success. And when you plan for success, you're largely going to be successful at the end of the day. You're going to pick the best hybrids, the best varieties for your soil. You're going to pick the crop protection, crop nutrient products to help those hybrids and varieties to produce the most they possibly can. Because at the end of the day, it's about the bushels in the bin when harvest gets all wrapped up.
Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.